Czech students are sought after not just by local universities and colleges, but also by their European counterparts, as student numbers dwindle across the continent. But while they are faced with more choice, Czech students also face a more difficult jobs market and the need to mark themselves out from the rest. Chris Johnston looks at the evolving higher education market.
Columbus objevil Ameriku. Na Univerzitě Karlově už se učilo 150 let. Univerzita Karlova tak patří mezi vůbec ty nejstarší v Evropě.
When Christopher Columbus discovered America, Charles University had been up and running for 150 years as one of Central Europe's oldest educational institutions. That observation formed part of the plug for Prague's prestigious university at a fair in the capital last week, where universities and higher education colleges, not just from the Czech Republic but the whole of Europe and some from the US and Asia, use the event to showcase their courses and colleges. But are local roots, tradition and prestige enough in what looks like an increasingly competitive market? Within the next few weeks, tens of thousands of Czech school leavers will have to make their applications for university and college courses starting in the autumn. The Gaudeamus Study Abroad Fair in Prague is a traditional event aimed at allowing educational institutions to sell themselves, not just to Czechs, but also Slovaks and other foreign students. Here, traditional public universities such as Charles University rub shoulders with relatively young private colleges, and universities which have grown out of training courses offered by big industrial companies such as Czech car maker Škoda Auto's Mladá Boleslav University, also with colleges offering specialist sports courses. One striking thing was the sheer number of foreign colleges and universities promoting themselves. So is there a boom in Czechs choosing to go abroad to study beyond the now common term or two away as part of the EU's Erasmus programme? Klára Matíková is a former student at the University of Worcester in Britain who has been recruited to encourage other Czech students to follow in her footsteps.
The interest is rising, but it's in the very beginnings because people are not used to going abroad. It is, you know, the students don't know about the requirements. They don't know what it takes to go abroad, so they are afraid. And moreover, there is a huge problem with it because we have education free of charge, which, as you know, in Britain, it's not free of charge. And they don't know about the financing. They don't know about the student loan. So it's hard for them to decide whether to go abroad or stay here. It's much easier to stay here, being in Prague, being in a familiar place. Compared to the other nations, Czech Republic is very weak in number of students, really. We just started 2 years ago, so I can't really judge based on that.
Last year, 17 Czechs signed up for the University of Worcester, 15 undergraduates and 2 postgraduates. It is a total that surpassed the university's expectations. Former British language teacher turned student recruiter Martin Stanton was manning University College Birmingham's stall in another part of the fair. It had succeeded in attracting sizeable interest, and he's more than happy with the promotion in Prague and other Czech cities.
We've had record numbers of applications this year. I think so far up to January we've had 54 undergraduate applications, which is a really enormous amount of students, so we're really happy with that.
University College Birmingham started its promotions in the Czech Republic around 8 years ago. A key factor was Czech entry into the European Union, and with it the possibility of Czech students being able to apply for repayable student loans from the British state to meet the costs of tuition. Initially, the interest amounted to a handful of students, but that has clearly changed. Mr. Stanton says one of the main attractions at the university is that it can demonstrate practical aspects of the courses in such fields as hotel management, tourism and events management, and the fact that they can lead directly to jobs.
I think one of the main factors is our courses are very practically focused, so students realise that when they leave the university they're going to have a set of skills that will make them marketable and employable.
Aneta Reznikova chose to do her master's degree at Birmingham and is now part of the university's recruitment staff. She echoed the praise of the practical approach and contrasts it with her experience under the Czech education system, which is frequently attacked as being far too theoretical and stuck in the past.
It's more or less based on some real projects. We get these projects actually also from the real companies, so students are prepared for the real environment once they finish their university. So that's the main actually experience which I got. Together, moreover, the lectures are not that formal like in Czech Republic. I mean, it's more friendly, so students feel more comfortable, calm down, and if they have any questions, no question is stupid. So that's what I liked about the university, you know.
Aneta says the costs of studying abroad might appear at first prohibitive, but with the teaching fees covered by a grant, the main costs are food and lodging. One helpful factor was that part-time jobs were fairly easy to find in Britain's second city. She boasts that she found a job after only 2 hours of searching. But it's not a flood of Czechs seeking to study in Britain or other European countries at the moment. In the 2012-2013 educational year, there were 865 undergraduate and 385 postgraduate students enrolled at British universities and colleges. That total of 1,250 was slightly down on the amounts from the previous years, which were 1,275 and 1,185. Czech educational authorities are vague on the number and whereabouts of Czech students who have chosen to study abroad. But if the step of moving abroad is too big to contemplate, that's not necessarily a problem, since an ever-increasing number of foreign universities are setting up outposts in the Czech Republic. Germany's Fresenius University of Applied Science has recently done just that. Communications manager Alexandra Mostyn says one of the advantages is that it can offer Czech students courses at 8 German centres.
I think the Fresenius Hochschule has a lot to offer to Czech students, especially our international relations. We have about 8 schools in Germany where Czech students can study as part of their degree course in Prague. And considering the fact that Germany is a very important economic partner of the Czech Republic, I think this is something we can offer to our students.
So higher education looks like it's increasingly a marketplace where there is more and more on offer if you're prepared to look around and expand your horizons. Most Czech and European higher education institutions are currently, though, facing low student enrolment due to the low birth rate of around 20 years ago, even though around 3/5 of Czechs are now opting for further studies after school. The total number of Czechs aged 18 to 21 is expected to stay around 90,000 to 95,000 a year until 2025, when the figures should climb again. To put that in context, the total was around 140,000 a decade ago. But the jobs market appears to be tightening even faster than the declining student numbers, and having a degree no longer for Czechs is the guaranteed entry into a decent job that it used to be. A study by the Czech Ministry of Education estimates that by 2020 there will be 1.5 million Czechs with higher education qualifications, or around 25% of the total workforce. However, only 20% of the jobs will be in areas traditionally regarded as needing graduates. That means new graduates will have more problems finding the jobs they want, and an increasing number will have to make do with work that falls well below their expectations. So, from the student side as well, there looks like there will be an increasing emphasis on finding ways to stand out from the crowd, perhaps through foreign education or through studies at institutions with close links to private companies and potential employers. So are the Czech Republic's traditional universities threatened by growing local and foreign competition? Václav Hájek says many private colleges and universities that have been set up in the Czech Republic over the last decade still have a very mixed reputation. For the scope of subjects, partnerships with foreign universities and research options offered, Charles University is still way out there in front, he says.
Charles University has a wider offer with 17 faculties and around 600 separate subject areas than these small universities. when it comes to internationally prestigious educational institutions like Oxford, Cambridge and such like, it's clear that their reputation and the financing and support they get is undoubtedly higher. But what we appreciate is when one of our students, for example, leaves to go and study at one of those prestigious international universities, maybe on a doctorate course for young students, and the rector gets a letter back praising the level of his education and the fact that he's holding his own.
Většinou se to týká třeba mladých talentovaných doktorandů na takových prestižních ústavech a obstojí tam.
Education is a two-way street. Charles University is the most successful at recruiting foreign students, with around 7,000 on its books. They sometimes study in Czech, sometimes English, and less often in French and German. Altogether, there are estimated to be around 38,000 foreigners enrolled in Czech colleges. And if Czechs start to be enticed in greater numbers abroad, foreign student numbers at Czech institutions could be even more crucial in the future.